Chapter 1. A dark red Mustang perched beside the ribbon of highway, alone but for the young man resting against its door. It was an unusual sight for such a place, here where the shallow water of the wetlands reflected moonlight and endless silvered marsh grasses whispered in the breeze. The cicadas didn't care if the man was there, nor did the nightbirds, nor the foxes and raccoons. They were used to the comings and goings of men in their loud machines and would avoid him. There would seem to be no reason for him to be stopped here. No smoke or stream poured from beneath the nostriled hood. No line of shredded rubber marked a newly departed tire. A highway patrol officer would have been very interested if there had been one anywhere within 20 miles. And that, too, was unusual. This close to Savannah, there should be police cruising this stretch of road. "One of these nights," griped Tanum to no one in particular, "I'll have a normal drive, with nothing chasing me, pestering me, shooting at me. No breakdowns, no detours, no country western music, no problems. Peace, quiet, and the road. No place to go, no one to save, no butts to cover except my own." Tanum pulled himself up onto his old Mac 1, faded black jeans shushing over the hood. Its cooling engine tick-tick-ticked, radiator gurgling softly as it relaxed from its work, the warm old American sheet metal satin smooth and familiar. He ran a hand through his long brown hair, catching fingers in his uncountable ratty knots of curls, and snorted in cynical amusement. Casting his eyes skyward, scratching at his scalp, he said wistfully, "Man, they keep telling me you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. Thanks for giving me the job description after I've signed the contract, guys." The cicadas answered him by droning on, unimpressed. The road was deserted, the air clear, the bright country sky shining off of the curved fenders. Tiny pinpoints of light twisted into sweeping contours, only to be swallowed up in the flat black intakes of the hood. The beauty and peace of the evening softened his mood.
"No finer job in this world, though. When it works out, wish Kestrel were here to help. He's better at this than me."
Tanum thought about his old friend from high school back in Jenks, Oklahoma, with more than a twinge of regret. Regret for Derek's curious blend of talents, compassion, and guts. Derek Ray Kestrel was gifted not only with a sexy name, but with a knack for magic that just wouldn't quit. Deke spent his time with his cars and guitars now and didn't do road work anymore.
Guess he didn't have the stomach for it. It can get gross enough to freak a coroner. Damned if he didn't have more than just talent, though.